Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Upon your name, drawing nigh to you with a clear heart
clear conscience in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to do that which is right and pleasing in your sight. We know that thou art so worthy. Thou art powerful. Oh, my God, you can do everything. We're looking to you. We're dependent on you. There is no other help that we know. You are our very present help in trouble. When trouble comes, we can look to you today. Oh, my God, when illness and weakness plague our lives, we can yet look to you, knowing that you are the strength of our life. You are our salvation. Whom shall we be afraid of? And whom shall we fear? But our trust is in you. We will not fear. You have given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Teach us to stand firm upon the word of God, believing you with all of our hearts and not doubt.
Jesus, Lord.
Please announce yourself.
Leave you today. And my God, we take you at your word.
Take you at
we
your
pray
word.
That you will continue to bless, and we thank you for how you spare lives. Oh,
yes,
for how you work the miracle. I thank you today, oh Lord. Thank you for sparing my dad.
Thank you for
touching and healing his body.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for your goodness and mercy, Jesus. Help us to go through. Help us to stand. Help us to drive and go forward in you, to do your will without fear. Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord. We need your help today. We need strength today. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to do the work that you have assigned to our end.
Help us
to get in a hurry, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Help us
to go into all the world. Teaching and preaching the word of God. And those that believe and are baptized, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will have mercy, that you will save to the uttermost. We know you're yet in the saving business, and we know that you can do everything. We are yet trusting in you. We pray that you look on the speaker of the hour, that you will send your word, that you will use them in your service, oh Lord. Continue to bless through this broadcast, encourage souls. Help them to continue to look to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. We know that thou art a deliverer, and we believe you by faith. We don't see the blessing, but we believe it by faith that you will deliver and that you will save and that you will prove yourself. You are a God of your word. You will manifest yourself in the name of Jesus. Bind the works of Satan and cast them out. Every hindering spirit that seek to hinder your people, we pray that you bind it right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You had no power.
In the name of Jesus.
All power is in your hand. And you said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And we come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all sin. We believe God today. We believe his word. We don't believe you, devil. We believe God today.
We believe
and
God.
Illness and sickness and weakness, discouragement. Oh, my God, we come against it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Encourage your people. Strengthen your people. Help them to stand and go through. Help them to drive and triumph over.
Help us. Help us.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We
thank
believe
right
you
now.
Today.
We believe,
we thank
Lord.
You for your word. We thank you for prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank
you for deliverance. We
thank
you for healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all that.
Thank
your
you.
Holy name,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Thank
we
you, Jesus.
Praise to the name of the Lord. Thou art worthy today.
You are so worthy.
Bless the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way. I pray,
Amen.
that you will let continue to bless this ministry. Have your way, let your will be done, and we will continue to give thy name the praise, the glory, and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer, the anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. Yes, we defy Satan in his every evil work. He has no power. He has no dominion. God has the power.
Amen.
Amen. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your evening with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So right now we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 18th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 18th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, Psalm 18 and 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hill moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 18th number of Psalm, the first of the 13th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title I School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can certainly call in 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408, and that's also for clergy. If you want to have remarks after the word, or if you have an encouraging word you'd like to speak, or song you'd like to sing, testimony you'd like to share, or if you have a prayer request as well. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also, on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Calbreath hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line, where Evangelist Hameen preached last night. And I got on kind of late but I know she told the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Power Prayer Line number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hopes teams up with evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list. We want to pray a special prayer for Amore Nix. This is Sister Lisa Johnson's granddaughter. Pray for Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara Watts, Barbara Austin, the bereaved family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson, and bereaved Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Smith, Doreen Jackson, all the bereaved families, and for Titus Edmonds Sr. Sorry, I meant to add him on our prayer list. I know he's on our other prayer list, Gospel Truth Broadcast, but I want to add him on to this one as well. Amen. Praise the Lord and pray for him. That is Evangelist Nobel's dad. So those are all the announcements that I have at this time. Right now we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Nobel Edmonds. For encouraging words and to turn the service in, to introduce our speaker. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of prayer and also for the scripture reading from the 18th number of Psalm. And that word was speaking. I tell you, that word touched me because we need to praise God. We need to thank him. And for the great things that he has done in our lives. And I just thank God because every one of you on the line, I just want to encourage you tonight. If God has given you something to do, I encourage you to drive and go forward and do what you know God has given you to do. Because, you know, God has a reason why he gives you these gifts and why he gives you certain things to do. We may not know why, but God knows why. So it's up to us to go head on and fulfill the will of God. Somebody will be blessed, even if it's nobody but you, when you do the will of God and go by the leading of the Lord. The Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise the Lord. And I encourage you today to stick with the word of God. All these ideologies and all these opinions, these things do not matter. What matters is the word of God and what he has said in his word out of the King James Version Bible. Not these new revised Bibles,
that's right,
but the King James Bible. Read that, and whatever the word of God tells you to do, that's what you do. The devil leads you down the wrong path and leads you into darkness, but you hold fast to sound words and do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. It may not seem right to the next person, but if it's in the word of God and God told you what to do, well, that's right. You do what God told you to do.
Amen.
The Bible lets us know that we are to obey God rather than man. People of the world trying to lead you, trying to tell you what to do, but go by the word of God and the leading of the Lord, and everything will work out fine. So we encourage you, stay tuned. Don't hang up because the word of God must come forth. And at this time, we thank the Lord for Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland. She will bring the word on today from Holy Temple. Church. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to present to you Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing indeed to be back on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you who tuned in. Thank God for the opening prayer, the opening scripture, and those beautiful words of encouragement. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. So let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we come to you and we ask, Lord, that you will minister to us through your word. We're calling on you, oh God, to have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your word have recourse. Lord God, speak to somebody's heart. Touch somebody's mind. Lord, minister to somebody's soul tonight through your word. We believe you, oh God, and we are taking you at your word. We count it done. Thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. And at this time, I don't have many scriptures, but just a few scriptures to present tonight. It just, the Lord is laying it on my heart that we need something more. Amen. So let us go to the Word of God. St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 14 through 16, and then we'll skip down to verses 28 to 30. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. St. Luke 22 and 14 reads, "And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Let's go down to verse 28. And it reads, "Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of these scriptures. And tonight, I'll use for a title, We Need Prayer. And the theme is, Let Us Pray One for Another. Amen. Praise God. In this passage of scripture, Jesus was getting ready for dying on the cross, and it was time for him to be betrayed so that the scriptures could be fulfilled. And he had sent disciples to go to a certain place and prepare the Passover. And when they got together, Jesus sat down with his 12 apostles. But in the meantime, before they had sat down to have this supper or to carry out this Passover, the betrayer, Judas Iscariot, Satan had entered into him And he went out and he began to commune with the enemy. And they came to an agreement that he would seek an occasion to betray the Lord. So when it came time for them to sit down for this supper, Judas had already been promised to receive money to betray Jesus. So the betrayer was already at the table, sitting down to have supper with the rest. And in the 14th verse, or rather the 15th verse, this is when Jesus said to his disciples that it was with desire that he had desired to eat the Passover with them before he suffered, before his crucifixion. He wanted to have that last supper with them prior to the suffering. And he said, "For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." So in other words, on this side, here on the earth, while I'm with you, I want to celebrate this Passover and make it a memorable one, one like, not like any other, because the next time we sit down to have a supper together, it will be in the kingdom of God. He said, "Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation. You did not turn your back and walk away, but you continued with me." When all the multitude heard the preaching of Jesus, when he told them that his flesh was the true bread, his blood, the drink of his blood and to eat of his flesh, they said it was a hard saying. Who can hear it? And they turned and walked away and never followed him anymore. But the disciples who stayed with Jesus, who continued with him through his temptation, talking to them while having this supper with them, and because they had continued with him in his temptation, he did make them certain promises, saying to them, "I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom," hallelujah, "and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This is what Jesus appointed to them who continued with them, with him. However, even though we continue with the Lord and our faith is fixed and our trust is in the Lord, we are still down here on the earth and we are confronted with many temptations. We are confronted with many tribulations and troubles and trials. Even through all of that, our faith is maintained in the Lord, but surely our faith is being tried. As the Lord looked on Simon Peter, he said to him in verse 31, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold." In other words, take notice, be aware. Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. He has the same desire for you and for me. He wants to have us so he can sift us as wheat. But Jesus let Simon know, saying, "But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So when we go before God and the Lord will carry us through whatever it is we're going through and give us the strength and the power that we need to continue on, hallelujah, after that transition, after that conversion, then we can reach out and help somebody else. The Lord was encouraging Peter, saying, after thou art converted, for when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. When you get your blessing from the Lord, when you get what you've been praying for from the Lord, then go and be a blessing to someone else. When you have prayed and your prayer has gotten through to the Lord and the Lord has answered your prayer, then you ought to turn around and pray for somebody else. So this is what we really need. We need prayer. And we also need to pray one for another. Jesus prayed for Peter, but not for him. He prayed for all of his disciples. And another scripture tells us where Jesus was praying for his disciples, that God would preserve them and keep them while they were in this world. He knew he had to leave, but he prayed for them that God would be with them. Amen. Not just them, but to those who would come under that ministry. Praise the Lord. And so the Lord, after telling Peter these things that he beheld, that he could see about him, sometimes when the Lord brings something to our attention, we can't see that about ourselves. So Peter, he didn't see that Satan was trying to destroy his life. He didn't see that Satan was on the attack and desiring to have him so that he could sift him as wheat. And Peter turned around and said unto the Lord, "Say, I am ready to go with thee, both in the prison and to death." He thought that he had the power. He thought he was strong enough. He thought he was ready, but he was not. So Jesus let him know that he was going to deny him. Jesus knew Peter would deny him, but Peter didn't know that. So things about us, the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves. So this is why we need more prayer. We need to pray for one another. We need prayer. And after hearing the word of God, we can go to God and seek the Lord. We can cry out to him. We can call on the Lord. Because, again, there is a spiritual warfare going on. We may not see it with the natural eye, but if you have any kind of spiritual discernment, you will be aware that there is a war and the battle is hot. Satan is doing everything he can to overthrow our faith. But Jesus prayed that Peter's faith would not fail. And this is what we need, because when our faith is tried so severely, we seem to come on the verge of our faith failing. Be to God, Jesus has already prayed for us. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus prayed for me. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed for us. Hallelujah. And his prayer is effectual and fervent. Amen. And I'm glad about it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. So yeah. I'm thankful that Jesus prayed for me. Somebody wrote a song saying, Jesus prayed for me. Or they start off saying, somebody prayed for me. Amen. And it's a blessing to have somebody praying for us. Praise God. So thank God for the word of God. And I pray that you've gained something from this word. Amen. And a lot of things are going on around us. Some of them we are aware of. Some of them we are not. But one thing for sure, we know that the Lord controls. We know
Amen.
That we can keep our trust in the Lord, and he will not fail. So at this time, let us go to God in prayer, and let us bring all of our petitions before the Lord. And what I would like to do is start having prayer night. Like Friday night can be prayer request night, where you can call in your prayer request and we can pray for you right on the broadcast live. And we want to reach out to as many as we can and offer this invitation, because the world is in trouble. The world is filled with corruption. Iniquity is abounding, and the love of many has already waxed cold. There are so many who have given up, who have thrown up their hands and walked away, turned their backs on God, backslidden on God, losing faith, losing trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need prayer. And I mean prayer like never before. We need to put in double time, triple time in prayer, as the scripture lets us know, to pray without ceasing. And it's important that we continue in prayer. If Jesus prayed numerous times while he was down here, it's our example to let us know that we also have to pray, and perhaps a lot harder than Jesus prayed. And let me tell you, Jesus prayed really hard. He prayed so vehemently, so hard, until the sweat fell from his face as great drops of blood. So the Lord prayed hard. Glory be to God. But what about you and me? We really, really need more prayer. So at this time, to the Lord in prayer, and whatever your desire is, whatever your prayer petition is, bring that right now. And lay it down at the feet of Jesus. And let us have a talk with him. Let us call upon the Lord, because he's the only one who's able to help us. He's the only one who can work it out for us. Glory to God. If we need strength, if we need power, if we need encouragement, if we need healing, only Jesus. He has everything we need. He has whatever we need. And he's waiting and ready to give it to us. If you're sick in your body, just believe God for your healing, because God wants to heal you. Oh, yes, Lord. God wants to make you whole tonight. Because he's a healer for the body and the soul and the mind and the spirit. Glory, hallelujah. He wants to do it just for you. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, If you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, the invitation is to you tonight. The Lord's arms are outstretched, waiting to receive you as his own. If you can humble yourself and ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sin, and just believe God, God will save your soul tonight. You don't have to let another day go by, but you can be saved tonight. You can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost if you can only believe. Hallelujah. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. And let us believe God together while we pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you because you prayed for us, Lord. And we come to you humbling ourselves, O God, and asking for forgiveness. Lord, take away all transgressions and sins, anything that's not right, Lord, whatever is in our heart that should not be there. Forgive us, Lord, and take it away right now. We come, Lord, calling on your holy name. Please incline your ear and hear our cry. Jesus, have mercy tonight. Touch, Lord, heal, save, deliver, O God. Work wonders, O Lord Jesus, and work miracles, O God. In the name of Jesus, we need you to stop by here while we're praying, O God, and make your holy visitation. We invite you to come into the room where we are. Lord,
yes,
we
Jesus.
Invite you to come and visit us tonight. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy. Have mercy and send
mercy,
deliverance. Lord, send power and send on strength tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. We pray, God, that you'll remember those on the prayer list, every name that's been called out. Lord God, remember the unspoken request. Oh,
Lord
Jesus, move in the mighty name of Jesus. Move, Lord Jesus, and work wonders, oh God. Be merciful, Lord Jesus, and stretch out your hand. Oh, my God. Look on the backslider tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, help the backslider to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Stay the hand of death. Oh, my Lord, give somebody another chance, Lord, and give them time to make it. Oh, Lord, you're able to do it. Restore their souls, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to go into the prisons. Go, oh, God, behind the cells. Oh, Lord, the bars. Go in there, oh, God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and visit those who are detained, oh, God, and let them know you're the true and the living God, and you can do everything. You
yes,
have
Lord.
The power to deliver their souls, Lord, to save their souls. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Speak, Lord Jesus. Open our ears and we can hear when you speak. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy. And help
mercy,
us,
Lord.
Lord.
Help
we
us,
need
Jesus.
Your help tonight, Jesus. Help us. We want to do your will, but we can't do it of ourselves. We need you to help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, oh, God, and we magnify you. There's someone designed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, we ask that you will fill them tonight. Fill their souls tonight with the Holy Ghost. Take control of their lives, Lord, and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We believe you, O God, and we are taking you at your word. We ask you to remember the bereaved families, O God, and give them comfort. Lord, give them consolation. Oh, Lord God, please bless them tonight in a special way. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask you, O God, to remember those who are listening to this broadcast. Lord, let us blessing come upon them and overtake them, Lord. Bless them tonight, Lord, with whatever it is that they stand in need of. Oh,
yes,
Lord
God,
we praise you, Lord, and we thank you tonight.
Thank you
for your mercy, oh God. We
thank you for
your goodness to us. We
thank you
for grace. We thank you, oh God, for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for
making a way for us. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
thank you, Jesus, for what you've already done, Lord, and for what you're doing right now. And we ask you to help us to pray the more. Help us, oh God, to be prepared, to be ready. Oh, Lord God, when is our time to be taken from this earth? Help us to be ready to be found in your will in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to complete the work that you have assigned unto us. Help us, Lord God, to keep the faith. Oh, Lord God, that our faith fail not. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Look on our leaders, oh God. Bless the leaders. And help them to do your will. Bless the congregations. Help us all to come together. Lord, unite us as one. And help us, oh God. We ask that you will accept our prayer. And we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you tonight for your touch. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for speaking to our hearts. Lord, we thank you for ministering to our souls. We thank you for lifting our burdens. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for encouraging our souls. We thank you for all things, Lord. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed message coming through Evangelist Hameen. Thank God for the word of God saying we need prayer and encouraging us to pray for one another. And this is so true. This is praying time. Jesus is soon to come. We can see the signs of the end times, and we need to pray. And the second part of that is we can also pray one for another. She said, when the Lord blesses you in prayer, you can pray for somebody else. And I was listening as Jesus began to tell Peter when he was converted to strengthen thine brethren. And this is what we should do, not trying to betray one another or giving up on one another, but praying for one another. And no doubt Peter really did believe that if it came right down to it, he would die for Jesus. I believe he really believed that that's what he would do. But Jesus began to let him know, Peter, before the cock crows three times, you're going to deny me thrice. And this is what happened. And even though he did cut off the servant of the high priest's ear, when they took Jesus, the Bible says that they all forsook him and fled. That included Peter. And we don't know what we'll do until the time happens. But like Vanessa Hamid began to say, Jesus, he prayed for us in that garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. He began to pray for us, for those who would believe, even afar off us. He prayed for us. And our faith does not have to fail. But when we're converted, we can strengthen our brethren and, you know, gain strength for ourselves as well, but through prayer. And this is what we need. We're not going to make it without prayer. Amen. I just want to open up the line. Any clergy are on, you're certainly welcome to have remarks. But first, to Evangelist Maybell, I want to give her an opportunity to have remarks. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
To the word of God coming from Evangelist, I mean, she preached out of her soul, and
yeah.
We need to pray. Prayer is one of the Christian's spiritual resources. Without prayer, we can't stay. Without prayer, mm-hmm. we can't last. Without prayer, we cannot make this Christian journey. It's a long journey. We've got to pray our way through. We can't just shout our way. We can't just sing our way. But we got to pray our way through. Glory to God. We, as the people of God, need to pray. A lot of people have stopped praying, and they got other things in line. But it's not prayer. Glory to God. They feel like they got other in the morning, won't pray. They come in at night, still won't pray. Before they go to bed, they don't pray. I say we need to pray, and especially
yeah.
we profess to name the name of Christ. We surely need to pray. That's what Jesus did. He prayed. Even when the test came, tribulation and trials, Jesus prayed. He did not just go on nonchalant like I ain't got to pray, even though he was the Son of God. He didn't act like he didn't have to pray. The Bible says he prayed, and he prayed until sweat fell from his face. And
yes.
in another scripture tells us how he prayed all night, all night. I tell you, and the people of God don't even want to pray for an hour. As a matter of fact, some of them ain't even praying for 5 minutes. We need to pray.
You're right. Yeah.
Bring back that all-night prayer. We need to bring back that shut-in. We need to bring back the prayer in the home. We need to bring back the family. When you get up in the morning, have family devotion and pray. We need all of that in these last evil days. And
amen.
In this time, the time that we're going through now, we really need to pray as never before.
Yes.
Because if we don't, somebody is not going to make it. They're not going to last. But I thank
amen.
You, Lord, for this message today. I encourage you, Vance, I mean, keep preaching the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way, because definitely, this is a right now message. We need to pray and pray one for another. I don't care if they are found in the way of error. You pray for them. They trying to
yes.
get people to pray, trying to get you to pray, but they won't pray for you. They want you. Lord, have mercy. I don't want to get started. But I tell you, they want to tarry with you. But they don't want to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
See him again, sister. Did you pray for me? Sister, are you praying for my family? Sister or brother, are you praying for my dad? They done forgot. They ain't praying. If they was praying, somebody would be here. If they was praying, somebody would be delivered. If
all
they
right.
was praying, somebody will come through with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Somebody
yes.
will be delivered. Surely delivered. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I'm stirred up.
Lord.
Talking about prayer. Praying. Lord, we need it. As never before, we got to do it. We got to pray one for another. And we got to continue in prayer. So I just thank the Lord for the word of God. I'm stirred up tonight.
All right.
People cold and dead and dry. The Lord have mercy, trying to get you to pray. They just as dead as they want to be. No anointing, no power, no operation. direction of the Spirit of God, not even being used by the Spirit of God, just himself, self-speaking, doing what they want to do, saying what they want to say. And I tell you, let me get off here because I say
it's
another message.
People, yeah,
not even where they need to be, and they trying to get you to pray. Lord, help us, Jesus.
Help, Lord.
We need to be denying ourselves some more in these troubled, terrifying times, dangerous times, when the devil is raging. He's raging in the church, raging among the people of God, raging amongst the saints, those that name the name of Christ. He's raging. But who's praying? I heard somebody, they said they called. They called the pastor, and they want the pastor pray for them or pray with them. The pastor prayed a short prayer, and that was it. That was it, and they took note to it. They wanted to pray.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's terrible.
Jeez.
It's terrible. They ain't got time. They ain't got time for you no more. They think what they're doing is more important than praying with a soul, than taking time out of their busy schedule to deny themselves. Jesus denied himself. He took time out and went to see about those who were in need, to see about them who inquired of him.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes,
that servant, he wanted Jesus to come and heal his servant. Glory to God. That servant was dear to him and beloved. And he wanted Jesus to heal him.
Yes.
Jesus took time and prayed for him.
Glory.
And he delivered that man. He took the time out, although all these people thronging him and wanting him, he still took time out. He took time out and went down to that grave site where Lazarus lay dead.
Yes, he did.
He took the time and went down there and prayed. And he wept, cried over that soul.
Yes.
And they think we can't cry over a soul. Yes, we can. Jesus did it. Why can't we weep over a soul? I tell you, the soul is more important than what you think you got to do. It's a reason why the Lord put us down here and gave us this work to save our souls so we can help others to be saved. It's not all about us. It's that the body of Christ may be edified. But no, we're living in a time now when people are trying to edify themselves, want to be big I am and little you, and you ain't this and you ain't that and you ain't safe and I'm better than you and I'm more than you.
Jeez.
But no, you got the wrong spirit right there. You're wrong. Because everyone is precious in the sight of the Lord. Glory to God, even some of them that are in sin, wicked, they still got a soul. And
Amen.
The Lord is able to save their soul. But I tell you, glory to God, I tell you, pray one for another. I tell you, somebody said, I can't pray for them. Why can't you pray for them? Jesus prayed for you. Why can't you pray for them?
Amen.
The devil is up. I tell you, people got the wrong spirit. They got the wrong thing going on in their mind. We're supposed to pray one for another, and the Bible tells us, pray ye one for another.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That word is right. I thank God there's an on-time message need to be preached in all of the churches. Whether it's a sectarian church or what, it needs to be preached everywhere because everybody needs to pray everywhere.
Amen.
Lord God, I'm going to stop.
Go ahead,
stop
again.
Because I'm scared.
That's all right.
I tell you, at this time, turn this part of the service, turn it on back over to it, and it's time to go to the host or whoever. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks. And that sermon, that coming to Evangelist Maybell, she could have kept going because what she was saying was the truth. And when she was talking, I was thinking, when she was talking about, you know, people saying they can't pray for a soul, or, you know, and as the Bible tells us in James 5 and 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. And there's a reason, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So maybe, I don't want to say maybe they couldn't pray because they weren't a part of the second part of the scripture, but the Bible encourages us to pray one for another that we may be healed.
Amen.
Amen. Thought about Job's friend, how God spoke to him after they had pretty much downed Job, and God talked to the youngest of them and told them to go to Job, and Job would pray for them. He would pray for them.
Yes.
And this is what we have to do. We're so strong. We have all this power. Why not? But anyway, she was telling the truth, and she could have kept on going. Because that, and if you love the soul, again.
Yes.
Jesus prayed for us.
Soul.
He didn't say, well, I can't pray for them because they don't have any hope. He is the hope.
Yes.
And we are under grace, and Jesus prayed for us. We're not better than Jesus.
Yeah. No, we're not.
And like she said, Jesus, he would stop by different places. It's like he would almost go out of his way, but he would say, I must needs pass through this place, through Samaria. I have to go here. He's all the way in, you know, Jerusalem or wherever he is, but he goes to specific places for one soul.
Yeah.
And he heals.
That's right.
I'm trying to give people an opportunity, if you want to call in, to have remarks. Amen. This thing is serious. We're doing judgment work here.
They don't.
I've heard that.
That's some more remarks.
Amen. Well, if nobody has remarks, God bless you. Evan is May.
And praise the Lord. I thank God. I tell you, I'm stirred up because people act like they can't pray for you, like the Lord told them not to pray for you. The devil is raging. We need prayer. And if you got the power that you say God gave you, you should be able to pray. And the only way that you don't pray is see your brother in a sin that is unto death. I don't say pray for him. Now, that's the word.
Amen. Amen.
If that's the only time you don't pray for him. But if they didn't send a sin unto death, why can't you pray for them? You can't even tell them what they did so bad that you can't pray for them. The devil is a liar. You see, you got to go by that word. That word will tell you and let you know. We got to pray one for another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lord, take the Lord at his word. Believe the word. As I stated before, it's not my opinion. Is not my feeling how I feel. Oh, I don't feel like I can put. No, we don't go by feelings. We don't go by our opinions. We don't go by what we think. But the Bible says we speak that we do know. We know what the word says. And that's what we go by. That's what we are preaching and teaching. We're not preaching and teaching nobody to fight one another, to bite and devour one another. No, we're not supposed to be doing things like that as the people of God. We got to show love. Jesus is love. Jesus showed love even to those who sin. He showed love to them. And that's what we got to do. Somebody say, I don't want to be like nobody but Jesus. Well, if you want to be like Jesus, you show God the love. If you want to be like Jesus, you show God the forgive. And if you can't forgive, you ain't being like Jesus. That's like the devil. He won't forgive you of nothing. He'll say, I remember when. I remember when you did this. I remember when you did that. And I ain't going to forgive you. But that's all right. I'm coming in this time. Prayer changes things.
Amen.
We, being the people of God, need to pray. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God again for those follow-up remarks coming through Avengers Men. And truly, we do need to pray. And sometimes I know feelings can get in the way, but that's something you need to pray for, pray about. So God removes the things that are in you or in us that stops us from loving and praying for our brother or our sister. Even if we see them overtaken in the fault, we're supposed to restore such a one.
Yes, that's
it. Doesn't matter which one it is. If it's family, if it's not family, doesn't matter who it is. Amen. We don't want to be one of those ones when we stand before God and He asks us, "When I was sick, you know, when I was hungry, when I was in jail, you didn't visit me. You didn't." Told me, and we ask, well, when did we see you naked, or, you know, when did we see you hungry, Lord, and we didn't tend to you? And He says, inasmuch as ye did it not unto the least of these, ye did it not unto me. We don't know who we're entertaining. We have to be so watchful. But I want to encourage you all, keep on, if you're praying, keep on praying. If you stopped, start again, even to myself, you know, and these are praying times. It's great, you know, if we start a certain way and we stay that way in prayer or in fasting, but it's better if we increase it, especially now. And if we slowed up, you know, we can get back to where we were and then surpass that, you know, as far as the leading of the Lord is concerned. Because like she was talking about the all-night prayer, I remember being young in a holiness church that we attend now, and There would be times more often than not on Friday nights when all night prayer would be so random. It wasn't planned, it wasn't programmed. The pastor would stand up in the middle of the service and say, "And tonight, all night prayer."
Yes.
And that's how it would happen, and it would happen a lot more often. Revivals used to be run a lot more often, it seems. But I believe, you know, the end of times is coming. And we have to keep the faith that we have, maintain our integrity, and increase, add to what we already have. Because what we had is not going to keep us. We've been along this way for a while. Even if it's been a year or two, we have to increase what we've been doing. Because the times, Lord Jesus, the world today, the things, the laws that they're passing, we're living in sinful, wicked times. Amen.
Yes.
And it doesn't appear like we have any more clergy on the line who want to have remarks. So again, just want to encourage everyone, pray. If you haven't been praying, if you stopped, if you slowed down, pick it back up. It might just be that you start, like she was saying, you know, if you don't, it seems like it's a natural thing. When you wake up, if you haven't been praying when you wake up, at least just acknowledge God. Thank God for waking me up. Start there. And then increase to what, you know, what you can do. But those of us who have the Holy Ghost, those of us who are saints, this should be a normal part of our everyday, acknowledging God, taking time to acknowledge God. But it encouraged me to want to increase my prayer life. I thank God for the word coming through Vanessa. I'm going to encourage her. Keep on preaching the word of God. And this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist. I mean, God bless you.
Amen. But I've been enjoying the evangelist stirred up and bringing out all these beautiful points, and it's important that we take it in. Amen. I believe God is pleading with us to pray more.
Yes.
Pray one for another. Stop making excuses.
Amen.
Because,
Amen.
Number one, you can think you're all right, but you're not.
Yes.
Just like Peter, he thought, "Oh yes, Lord, I'll die with you. I'll go all the way with you. I'll do this." But he was not ready. Thought he was, and this is why Jesus prayed for him. And I mean, he prayed that his faith fail not, because Peter was in trouble, and he didn't realize it. How the enemy, he will come to attack us, and he comes in sheep's clothing. He's subtle. It's not apparent that this is what the enemy is doing. He can pull the wool over your eyes. You become blind, and this is what caused you not to see yourself the way you are, when God is trying to get you to see it. Yes, let's pray hard one for another.
Yes.
Because Lord knows we need prayer. And the worst, I mean, like, when people, if they don't get themselves together, they get worse. It's not like it just stay like it is. This thing gets worse and worse.
It does.
You know, but Jesus, he explains to Peter, when thou art converted, I mean, you got to get yourself together first. And then you can strengthen the brother, and you can encourage somebody. You can pray for somebody. See, is you not right? The things that you're doing, if you're seeing all of this and not lining up with the scripture, something is not right. Something is wrong. And it's time to pray. Lord knows. When you pray, I mean, if you pray really hard, oh, yes, you're going to begin to see yourself. And you're going to cry to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. I didn't know I was like that. You know,
yes, Lord.
God, he's a great God, and I encourage everyone to take the word of God in and live by it, apply it to your own life, and come on, let's get together, and let's pray one for another. Praise God. We thank God for his patience and for your continued support, your continued prayers, and all that you do to support this ministry. We thank God for you. And want you to know that we are praying for you and that we love you. We look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. We expect it to be in the live service, recording the broadcast on Sunday, if it's the Lord's will, at 3:30 p.m. You are certainly welcome to stop by at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. And if you're in the neighborhood, come on and join us and worship the Lord with us. Tune in to the broadcast at 3:30 to listen to the service. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things. This does conclude the broadcast on this evening. And if there's nothing else, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night.